the gate town to the abyss is called Plague Mort. It is a collection of buildings loosely governed by a being called the Arch Lector. With his group of secret police, the Hounds, enforcing his edicts. Speaking of Plague Mort, is Alessandr Bristlemane.
I'm a member of the Hounds. Let's get that straight right off the mark, Burke. And I won't crease your face for you! I'm one of the watchmen for this here, Burke. And I do my duty, see? Make sure that old Beery gets his salt and protection money. And if no leatherhead comes along and burns down the town! Which reminds me, it almost happened a wee while back. The Abyss decided that Plague Mort's time had come. And so they sent a pack of fiends up to collect it! Well, few Burks can outfight a Tenari. And besides, the fiends were offering a lot of power to a lot of people. Only a total Burke could turn that down. So we went along with the fiends and their plan to bring chaos and evil to the town. I mean, it's not like the locals are all sweetness and light, right? We were told to wait until the signal, which turned out to be the death of Archlector Beery Immoral. So we all got together and muscled around some of the weaker sods. And then it turns out the fiends are peeling us. Because there's other groups of hounds who want to loot the bird themselves. And they're led by a Tenari too. Well, the chaos started and the flames were spouting out of the buildings like blades of razor vine. So we figured to profit from the chaos anyway. The gate to the abyss was getting bigger. But no one paid that any mind. Then someone realizes we're all going to wind up in the abyss. And so we get the town together enough to keep the gate at bay. So, the fiends are defeated. The town gets rebuilt, and the Archlector comes back. What's the point of the whole thing, I ask? What a waste of time! All that mutiny for nothing! Hey, no one else is going to hear this, right? Huh?
Yeah.